This episode is a call to joy, a quick, simple bit of encouragement to help empower you to create a more joy-filled life. I completely get that your day is jam-packed, and I also know that if you want more joy, connection, and meaning in your everyday life, then you need to cultivate that on purpose. This quick hit episode is here to help you do just that. Let's go. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore, and like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of five to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. What's your favorite cartoon? And when was the last time that you watched it? I'm a child of the 80s, so obviously I watched She-Ra, Princess of Power, as a kid. I even had a She-Ra costume for Halloween. It had this plastic mask with a string of elastic that wrapped around my head, the tiniest little air hole, and itsy-bitsy tiny little slits for eyes that didn't quite match up with where my own eyes were. So I always had to tip my head back when I walked so that I could actually see out of the mask. Honestly, it's a miracle that we survived. And seriously, I was so devastated when that plastic mask broke. If you had a costume like this growing up, no matter what the character, be sure to find me on Instagram and tell me about it. But She-Ra is not actually my favorite cartoon. My sister is a 90s baby, and I used to watch Powerpuff Girls with her. Do you remember the Powerpuff Girls? Sugar, Spice, Everything Nice, plus Chemical X. I adored Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup, and I loved how they could be cute and sweet and funny and silly, but also super confident and could kick butt. Looking back on it, I see that they were showing that you could be both powerful and feminine. And back in the 90s, that was a pretty big deal. This weekend, when we were traveling, I took the time to stream a few episodes, and it was so fun. And since then, I've been binging episodes with my daughter here and there. The thing with cartoons is that they are light. They require less mental energy. They aren't serious, even when the big main character, like the Powerpuffs, are out to solve a big problem. You can zone out to them, laugh a bit. Even if you miss a bit, it's totally fine. And of course, if you have that chance to laugh, laughter is a well-recognized form of stress relief. Cartoons, those old cartoons that we used to watch when we're kids, they can be comforting too, and bring back all kinds of happy memories from when you first watched cartoons as a kid. For me, I think this is why if I'm going to watch a few episodes of cartoons, I always choose the ones from when I was a kid, when things were, for me, easy and comfortable and predictable. The biggest problem I had back then was on a Saturday morning as a kid, listening to my brother's fight over the toy at the bottom of the cereal box. Maybe the key to a joy-filled day is a Saturday morning, some PJs, a bottomless bowl of Fruit Loops, and some cartoons. It can't hurt. I hope that you'll take some time to think about your memories as a kid watching cartoons. Maybe even share some cartoons with your own kids now. Have some fun with it. Let me know what you end up watching. Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.